Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Chav Zayin. Gacheles Amonachas Bemokim Sherabim Nizaykim Bo. You have a coal, a glowing coal, a burning coal, and this is in a place that if people are walking there, and it's very possible that since people are walking there, they will not see this Gacheles, and they will get kinizikt from this Gacheles, and I noticed it. Is Yochel L'chaboyses, in order to prevent a hezek shel rabim, so I'm permitted to extinguish this Gacheles. A Yid is permitted to extinguish it. Yochel, any the one who saw it, that means this Gacheles, there are people walking in a certain mokim, and there's a coal there, there's a glowing coal. It is very possible that the people will be walking and they will not realize that there's a Gacheles and that there's a coal there, and they'll get genuzik through this coal, and I noticed it. So in order to prevent a hezek that might occur to a rabbin, I'm permitted to extinguish this Gacheles in Shabbos. Bein emhi shel matris, say this Gacheles, this coal is iron, it's a glowing coal, a glowing piece of iron, bein emhi shel eitz, or it is a coal, it is a glowing, there's a coal made out of wood, a wooden coal that's burning. Rambam oiser b'shaleitz, and the Rambam says this halacha is only applicable if the Gacheles is made out of metal. But if it is a wooden burning coal, it is also one is not permitted to extinguish a wooden coal. Now let us see a wooden burning coal. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Pei Beis. Yochel Lechaboisa. So we are doing a pula of Chilul Shabbos, of Kibui, which is a Maloche Shein Tzricha Legufe. And the reason this is permissible is because of a Hezek Shel Rabin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "O Mayri she'ein loy eitza eis l'naltala mimakim zeh." That means if he would have any oifen, how to get it out of this mokim, let's say this is a kalmelis, he could somehow push it away. Or if this is a rishus harabim, he can make poches midal adam. See, here's an, if you would have an eitza, that eitza would be preferable, because kibui, even though it's a malocha shein tzricha legufe, but it's a chomer dike isa, because he's doing a malocha d'iraisa, and the sole reason it's not awesome in atayra, because he doesn't have the intent to do this the way the intent was in the Mishkan, but it's a chomer dike isa d'rabonim. So if in any way we could prevent this issa, we would just prevent the issa. But in my way, it's speaking about shein lo yeitza eich letal tola mimokim zem, lefanoisa lo mokim acher, shein rabim mitzuyim bo. He doesn't have an eitza. So di lavochi bevada yisa toiv sheyefano oiso veloy yichabeno, and he should not extinguish this coal. Shel matris. Now, so he says if it's a glowing coal made out of metal, he'll so pour cold water on it and he'll extinguish it. Ve'ein bozeh mishum mitzareich. Now, this one of the malachis, the lametes malachis is mitzareich. Mitzareich is that we have a glowing metal, and you want to, let's say, bend it into a certain form, and afterwards you want that it should remain in that form. It shouldn't be so pliable and flexible, so you pour cold water on the metal, and this metal gets hardened. This is a malach of mitzarev. So the shaila is, by pouring cold water over this metal coal, we are strengthening the metal. That's the malach of mitzarev. So he says, "Haynu shemechazek es hakli al yedei hamayim soinanim shesheifech olehom." He is strengthening the keli. Kivin she'ein mechavein lozeh. Now, this is a moiridike Rav HaMagid. The Rav HaMagid says there are certain malachis that if a person has no interest in doing them, it doesn't have a shame malacha. Now, he gives two examples. Let's give one example. Let's say there's a splinter on a piece of wood, which would be very convenient for me to use as a toothpick. So there's a splinter, and I go and break off the splinter. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have a toothpick. Rachman and the son, this is an emissary Chilul Shabbos, because that's called Misagin Keli. I made something. I made a Keli. I made a toothpick, so this is a malacha. Now, we have the same scenario, and the whole reason I'm breaking off the splinter is because it's sticking everybody when they pass by. I have no intent of making a toothpick out of it, so this is mutter. That means, so you have the same pu'ula that one is doing, and sometimes it can be an emissary Chilul Shabbos, and sometimes it can be nothing. Because it depends if he's doing it for a purpose of making a toothpick. So he's not making it, he's making a keli. If he doesn't have this intent, he's not doing anything. Takis, I spoke of the splinter, he didn't do anything. So it's not a malochet. So the same thing when I pour cold water on a hot piece of metal. If I want to strengthen the metal to become hard and I have a use for it now it's hard, it's not pliable, it's not flexible. So I'm doing something. So that's a malochet deraisa. But if I have no intent in hardening the metal, I just want to extinguish the coal, so it's nothing. That's what the Chiddush is, as Rav HaMagid. But it's nothing. Sikresha only applies when something is being done. Now, I didn't have a kavona to do it, so the mice, but I did a malache, so then it's called a sikresha. So even though he didn't. But here, that's the Chiddush of the Rav HaMagid. There are certain pu'ulas. It's not a case. That means if you have an intent for something, it has an importance by you, it has a chesed by you, so you did something. And if it doesn't mean anything to you, so it's not a hetav, ene miskaven. It's no malache. This, it's not considered a malache. Like perhaps there's a similar case. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, I have a hodos, and when I take off the berries from the hodos, so if I need the hodos for the mitzvah, so the berries can pass all the hodos, so it's called a tikkun mona. I made a kosher hodos. If I don't need it, I have 2,000 kosher hodos. So I didn't do anything. I didn't, it's not called I made something. So toponym, there is such a concept. If there is no intent to create something, so it doesn't get a same malachim. Bein shaleitz, the kibui shechayim in a toirem, who davkek shemechabe lasois prochomim. Now, so the mechaber was made by shaleitz. The reason is because it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa, because I'm doing the malacha without having the kavana for the malachas. The kibu shechayim in the Torah davkik shemechaba lasa yishpachomim. He has a kavana lasa yishpachomim, but he doesn't have a kavana lasa. Abo stam kibu yabo malacha shein etzricha legufa, buzak isa derabonam. Here it's an Issa the Rabbana. The Bamokim is Eke, the Rabbi, Mushayuchlali, Nozrek, Begufon, Loi Gozro, they weren't Goizel. I mean, that Gufa is the Chilik. I mean, over here he's making a coal. He's making a coal. So by making a coal, this is called the Moloch. If he wants it, if he doesn't want it, that Gufa is the Moloch to make a coal. This is different than Tzirus. So, but here the heter is, but this is not similar to the malachas in the Mishkan. There they made coals, they extinguished the flame in order to make a coal. Here I'm making it with, I'm not interested in the coal, so it's a malach. It's not similar to the malachas HaMishkan. So, b'mokri mizekin the rabbim, Sheyuchlo lehinozek begufon loigozlo. So that means as follows. That means we have over here a potential mazik. We have over here a coal that if people can walk over with, they can burn themselves. So it's not speaking about sakonis nefoshes, but it's speaking about it's a hezek begufon. Shel Rabin. That means we have some Zalman says three people have it in Rabin already. But Al Kaponim, we have here a Rabin which are exposed to a situation that they could be genizik from this coal. So in order to prevent this hezek, Chazal were matir. They were matter this. It's also midarabonon. They were matter this in order to prevent a hezek of a rabbim. Avol b'mokim hezeko dimo moine. We learned before what'll be the din if there's only a problem of a hezek of momain. That means by doing a malacha shen tzricha legufim, I'll be able to rescue my money, and like this, I won't be able to rescue the money. So this is also k'moshe kosam siprofei. That means this is also midarabonam, and it's a chomer dekeser. And Chazal gave us guidelines. In certain cases, this is permissible. If a rabbim can get genizik begufon from the scroll, they were matter the system. And in other cases, when there's a case of a hemsed moment, they weren't matter. The Rambam paskens aloche de chayiv aloche shein tzricha legufe. The Rambam holds that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person does a maloche shein tzricha legufe, it's a maloche de reise. Chayiv aloche shein tzricha legufe. אבל בשל מדרס לקי סקי במין התאיר לכולם מדי ניסייף סודר את מותו אפילו הקודם כנרמב"ם מוסר ברמב"ם מויסר והלוכן כדי ראשינו we paskin not like the רמב"ם we paskin להלוכה that we can assume that המלוכה שאין צריך לגום is only also מן הרבונם and some amel to make a kibui במוקים שיש there's a chash of a rabbin might get kinesic begufon we are makeup agavuch and the issue he brings down something that Reb Shlomo Zalman once wanted to be makeup and later he was chayzel we mentioned this already, but the Makor was this halacha. He says, here we have as follows. We have a person that's passing by. He notices there's a coal. It's pretty obscure, and if people, he noticed it, and if people will pass by, they will hurt themselves. So there's halacha, he's allowed to extinguish this coal, which is an Issa Darabonon. They were matter of this Issa Darabonon because Mokim Ezekiel Darabit. We said before, if there's another Eitze, we can move it away, then they wouldn't matter. But if there's no other Eitze, in order to prevent Hezek Darabit, they will matter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman asked the Kasha, yes, I have another Eitze that you can prevent Hezekiel Darabit. You just stand there, and you'll stand there a whole day, or till they'll burn out. When whoever is best by, you say, be careful, go 2 feet away, there's a glowing coal there, and you prevented that no one was genetic, and you didn't have to make any chilul Shabbos. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's kasha. So he said, we can't tell a person they should stand there a whole day Shabbos. He's not mechuyev to do that. So that eitze is not plausible, is not practical. So that's out of the question. So now I'm not mechuyev to stay there. So now we are faced with such a scenario. So I'm going to go away. So either I extinguish it before I go, so no one will get hurt, or I won't extinguish it, and people will get hurt. So that's the halacha, that in order to avoid people from getting hurt, I'm permitted to extinguish it. Right? That is the halacha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman went a step further. He said, let's talk about a different scenario. I'm walking along, and I see that there's a live wire on the ground. Now, a live wire on the ground, someone's going to pass by. We're not speaking about a hezek. This is fatal. So again, here I have two eitzes. One eitz is, I call up the electric company and I told them there's a live wire. You have to go and take care of it. That's one eitze, which involves meloches teyareise. This is, we're not speaking about the meloches in Tzrich Legufe. But the alternative is hakonis nefoshes. Or, again, we'll say this name eitze, don't call the electric company. Stand there. And then you'll be standing there and you'll tell everyone there's a live wire. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said so. So he had a limud from this halacha. Here we had the same eitze. He could stand there and people would not be genizik to this call. And we see Chazal said, you're not mechuyev to stand there. So Mamele, So the same thing will be over here. I mean, here it's only a shayla of a hezek, so we matter on Issa d'Rabbonim. Here's a shayla of sekonas nefoshes, so we matter on Issa d'Raises. But the shayla is everything could be avoided if he would stand there. He's not mechuyev to stand there. That was what Rav Shlomo Zalman once said. And then there was, it seems, a furious disagreement with this. And The princess Epstein said he's mechuyev to stand there. He also said, but then later he was chayzer. He says this is not similar to this. He says here I have a kol which is a mazik. So I'm not mechuyev to stand there. I'll get rid of the mazik.
Fine.
So that is the heta. He says over here. By calling up the lecture company, I'm not getting rid of the mazik. I'm calling up the lecture company. They're going to come with a truck. Five workers are going to come here. Five people being Mahalo Shabbos. And there's going to be other Shalom Shabbos also. He says, this is not the same scenario. Here, there's only one thing to do. Get rid of the mazik. So if I can get rid of the mazik, with a malacha and tzinchah l'gufa, get rid of it, finish. So if I would have the same scenario over here, could be you're right. That means if I could somehow make this live wire that it shouldn't be any electricity, I could do such a thing by pushing a button in the face. Good. That's similar to our case. But he says, but here I'm doing a whole other thing. He says, I'm calling up workers and then there'll be 20 malachas that are going to be done in order to get rid of this live wire. And that we don't have a limit from here. It could be your mechuyev to stand there. So this etter, which he once was mako, he's not too keen about it anymore. And others are chaylik on him. They say he's before the slum, this that it's not so pushing. Shin lamedei din chavish she nishbara. Chavish she nishbara. Now here we're speaking about, we have a barrel. Now in this barrel was wine. Or oil. We'll see. Let's talk about wine a minute. In this barrel, there's wine. And the barrel, now we have a barrel full of wine. And it broke. And it broke. It broke. And what is happening? What is happening is the wine is gushing out from the barrel. This person is standing there. Now this wine is, it's expensive wine and it's gushing out of the barrel. So he would love to get a whole bunch of buckets and kalim and dust to rescue the wine. I mean, it's going to go to Ibu. This is not, we're talking about a barrel of wine, which is, So Chazal were afraid. This is not so pushed. A person is bold. Okay, this is a tremendous loss if all the wine in the barrel will go down the drain, to say. And it's a tremendous loss, and a person is bold, so what he's going to do? He's going to start getting buckets. How much buckets do we have in the house? Two buckets. Yankel, my neighbor across the street, he has another bucket. So let's go across the street. And he might, because of his behilos, because he's so concerned, he might go and cross the street and bring the buckets. I mean, Mechal Shabbos with Mavid Al Namas Bisha Sarabim. This is something that a person can get very, very bold. He can get, and he can come to a chilul Shabbos Teraisa. So just like we had by a lake, or he can come to another chilul Shabbos, and then he sees the wine is gushing out of the barrels. So he'll go and fix the barrel. He'll take some glue, he'll take other things to fix the barrel. So therefore, Chazal gave guidelines. You can only be matzo the wine you need for three suddas. That means it's Shabbos. You need wine for eat today. Yeah, Kiddush, and you have a glass of wine after the fish. Right? But whatever you need for the three Sudas, you can rescue. Oh, yeah, I'll see you later. Yeah, yeah. Each person has a Both are true. So now, that means even if by in order to be matzul mozen shalei shudis, he has small glasses, and he has to be matzul mozen shalei shudis, so he will be matzul. He has to take 20 glasses to fill up these 20 glasses in order to be matzul the mozen shalei shudis. So the ma'ase. This is muta. The evil be kli echad, if it would be a kli echad, afilu mazik meya sudais matzul. If he's only taking one keli, if he can find a big receptacle and the whole wine is going to go in there, that's gewaldig. So what's the mile of one keli? Because one keli is not involved and engrossed in that solid. If he's taking 20 kelim, so he's coming and running and he has to get from this one and this one, he'll come to Chilul Shabbos. He's already involved in Hatzolah in Yonim, and he might come to Chilul Shabbos. He's out of it already. But if it's just one keli, he takes one keli and he puts it and he crushes into that keli and he's finished. He's back to saying Kol Shem Shabbos. It's finished already. He's finished with that solace. So one keli, if you look, it's mazik meyasud is matzol. So that's one din. This we had the same din by a blanket. Halacha number two, you also have the same din. He can tell someone else. You can also be matzul three sudas. They also can be matzul for themselves more, because if they'll be matzul more, they have the same problem that he is. They'll get involved in that. So he says, lochem, it's for them. This is expensive wine over here. So they can be matzul three sudas. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Bein chilek bein shenishbera v'lein nishpach adayin legamri al oretz. It's no difference if it the whole thing didn't pour out. When he zicha bohul, the whole thing didn't pour out, so he wants to chaparayin. Or bein shenishbach kvar al oretz. Afilu it spilled out on the al oretz. But if he's going to get kalim to put in the scale of the wine, he's going to be bold. The whole thing didn't spill out. The whole thing didn't spill out. So then he's a bold. But until the whole thing spilled out, the Kiddush is finished. So what? He's still bold because he wants, before it sinks into the earth and thus, he can hop around and be matzel a few bottles of wine. If we will give him a green light that he can be matzel, bekelem harbe yosim mishalei shudeis, he is under tremendous pressure to get as many kelim as he can. He will not be able to think straight, and he'll bring it derech reshus harab. Or again, he might be, he's bohu, so he might go and fix the chavis. He's petrified. It's the wine is coming out, and it's some amela. We are afraid of this. That's the first day of it. The shenishlach mea chavis legamri ala oretz oz loishayech. If it's gushing out, some Amish, he's watching it out, it's gushing out, he's Amish petrified, he wants to run to get Caleb. If it's all out of Eddie, so then time isn't of the essence anymore. Now he just wants to be shoyev the yayin that is spilled out, but he's not under such a tremendous pressure. So the Trumas Adeshin says, if it's spilled out completely, let him take what he wants. He's not under pressure. He won't come to Shiloh Shabbos. He's not mo. So we have our machlokes. The Beis Yosef said, there's no difference. We can only be matter three suddas, and that's it. More than that, he's going to get involved in that solo sayayin, he might come to Shalom Shabbos. The Tumas Hadeshin said, it depends. If it's gushing out of the barrel, then he's bold. But if there's nothing in the barrel anymore, he's not bold. The air shell. So now the Mishmur wants to be machia. Maybe we can be mekel bismaneinu. That means some machlokes. He don't want these machlokes are rishonim. Sheimotzu yetzleinu l'rishus harabim. We don't have an emissary rishus harabim. And the whole shash over here, it's spilled out already. So what's the shash? He won't fix the chomis. Because it's not in the chumis anymore. So the whole shash is he might come and bring Kalim. That's right. He's tumult. He might come and bring Kalim. And he might carry the Kalim in the Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so on this shash, and this shash is, so what will be? Yeah, and this chash, we don't have a rishus harab. The whole thing is a karmelis. So mele, we could be makos. Yeah, fine. Shane Motzi, it's laying rishus harab. So maybe we could be makos. Ba'ayin shom betrumes hadeshen. Now the trumes hadeshen said that he was makel to be shoyev to take out. You have a whole puddle of wine, and it says you're allowed to take out the wine. So the Trumas Hadeshin says she'ini mata kim lishoyev v'lishpoich kol ma de boy kim l'seich kaiseis k'taneis. He's only allowed to put it into kaiseis k'taneis. Why? Because he gavne lav uvde d'chol. That means the Vinishvi is putting it into small glasses. He's. But on Kaponim, it's not an uvde d'chol. It's not a boche de kizach. He's pouring. He has 10 gallons of wine and he's pouring into 5 ounce glasses. But on Kaponim, it's not an uvde d'chol. It doesn't look like he's going to take buckets and dust. What? Shishino, yeah, that's right. Regam lo v'zocher shein derech kei b'chol, u'cheshemishane me'yuvde d'chol, le'chashin shi'ovde melochem d'iraisem. Mozain shalosh sudais. Mozain shalosh sudais. Aino goydam achilas harmes. K'moy shekosev reish simin shin lamedalet ayin shom. That means if this happened, he's singing shalom.
Yeah, 4 shalom shudas.
So only one of them. How much he drinks for shalom shudas? He has to make a head. How much wine he drinks for shalom shudas? Ayin shom. Fine. V'ayin v'toysve Shabbos shekosav. Now the toysve Shabbos says amur dekechidush, which the Meismeir is chaylik, but let's first appreciate what the toysve Shabbos says. Now, let us just understand the halacha we just said. We have here a barrel that broke. Wine is coming out. He's going to get kalim. He's petrified. So we're afraid he might come and be mechalo Shabbos. He's involved in engrossed in rescuing the wine. He might come to mechalo Shabbos. So what did we do? Zabid, he can only take for 3 sudas. That's it. 3 sudas, a Shabbos, shalate for 3 sudas, more than 3 sudas. So what did we accomplish? We accomplished, yes, that alone makes him aware of Shabbos, and when he sees they can do, he can't get involved in that solo shayayim because we only mount 3 sudas. Right, that's the maila of 3 sudas. That is the cheshbit. For himself or for whoever it is. No. The shalei sudas, it's in the way he can be matzal for 20 people. But we have to make a cheshbit. How much is normally drunk by the sudas, by each person? That's normal. There was a normal amount. Now, the Tosfos Shabbos starts saying a chiddush. The heichid yayin motzui. What if yayin is very motzui? The derech lishtoisei b'chol hayayin. That means yayin is the beverage that is drunk the whole Shabbos. You just don't drink it by the suda. You have a long Shabbos winter day, a strong Shabbos evening, or by day, a long Shabbos day. And you drink wine. So we have a barrel of punch, let's say, that's what we drink. I mean, we drink the whole day. That's the Einik Shabbos. We drink fine. Now, that means we can't tell him this is a beverage. The shalosh sudas is you can only be matzel what you need for Shabbos. So a person who he only drinks wine by the sudas, so that are the guidelines. What you need for Shabbos, you can be matzel. Now, this person who is drinking the whole day wine and the whole day punch, so the Tosfos Shabbos will give him the same guidelines. You can be matzel what you need for Shabbos. What I need for Shabbos? Who? What? I mean, the Meismeya is chaylik on the Tosfos Shabbos. He says, you know what you just did now? That means, so he's going to be busy in that soul already. He drinks the whole Shabbos. So he's going to be more. We have to, we drink punks the whole Shabbos. So this bucket, you defeated your purpose. He says, where did the Tosfos? The whole Indian of Shalei Sudas was to make sure that he won't get involved in that solar. So for Shalei Sudas, he'll remember Shabbos, he won't come to Chilul Shabbos. But if you're giving him a green light, whatever you need for Shabbos, that's a big green light. So the Mele, he's gonna start running around looking for buckets and thus he might come to Chilul Shabbos. So the Beis Meir is chaylik on the Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos Shabbos also is living with a husband. I mean, if we didn't give him a free hand, we told him, you're allowed to be matzel how much you need for Shabbos. That means if in the barrel there's 100 gallons and good, he drinks Shabbos 2 gallons. Fine, 2 gallons. So it's also, so that's enough. We took care of the problem. You don't have to whittle it down to Shalosh Shudis. We can give him the opportunity to have an Oinik Shabbos, and they shouldn't lose this opportunity. He can have an Oinik Shabbos, he shouldn't have to lose this opportunity. And at the same time, we gave him a red light. Right? You need for Shabbos, he can rescue, but the sky's not the limit. So that's the machlokes, the place for Shabbos and the Beis Meir. Yeah. I don't know. They weren't crazy that there was some of my days, so maybe we have a similar case. I don't think it's safe to know what the case was, how it fell, and if it's dirty in this. I can't even pass it to the Matthias. And there we hear, so if he tells others, they can hatsilu lochem, so if they're taking for themselves, so they have the same restrictions that he has. He didn't tell them anything, they're doing it for him, and he didn't tell them to do it for him. So then the Chayodim says, so they're not bohu, they're not under pressure. They're doing kematoyva, then they can be matzo how much they want. That's if he's not asking them to do it, and they're doing it on their own accord. Fine. Now let's go a little further. Now, that's so far we had similar halachas by Ed Lake. Ubilvad shaloi yispoig. But he shouldn't sponge up. Now what's the hainu? Now you can say what this means. Shaloi yosim haspoig bimokim hayayin. That means we took care of the chash of he might carry buckets in the Rishus HaRabim. So we said, no, you can only, you're limited to what you can carry. You can be matzo only 3 sudis, and that took care of that chash. But now we are going to speak the oifen not solem. So one could think it'll take a sponge, and it'll take the sponge, and the sponge will absorb a lot of wine, and then they'll take the sponge and they'll put it over a barrel, and it's going to drip down into the barrel, into a different barrel. We're talking about the oifen hatzolem. So this chazal asad, I feel like you have to sue this, we cannot be matzol with a sponge. Why? Listen, a sponge is scary. Then you might come and be soichid, and that's a malach of mafari.
Yes.
So mamela dev chazal
asad.
It's mukse because of this, there's a meyischait. No, like this, but like this, it could be, it's not mukse because it is in the maklisha malach to leisa. Now let's say this gufay would be mukta. Here it's a tzair gufay. I'm absorbing the wine. I wanted to put it.
Let me get a van. You know, so.
A vacuum cleaner is the problem if I put on the electricity. So in the Hanami, outside mukse, there wouldn't be a problem. A hand pump could be a stakimutter because there's no malach involved. I don't know if there's a malach involved, the face. But a hand pump could be a stakimutter. Here, they made it there. I feel that this mukse, but this is mukse gufa. It's a kish malach to itself. So, but here they made it very shema yisrait. Vafilu im yeshloi beis achize. It has a handle. And we had learned in in the lack of shash shita also shayaskin der shoyis a bechil and tanuv the bechil so they asked so shemivavan shalayis point there's an issue of sponging it up. V'loy yitapeach b'shemen. What does yitapeach b'shemen mean? Lahachnis, he has oil. Now a whole bunch of oil fell. He has a whole puddle of oil. Lo yitapeach b'shemen. What does that mean? Lahachnis yadai. He's going to put his hand into the shemen. Ulekancho b'svas hakeli. And then he's going to go and it's, and this also the dochel. This is also the dochel. And the gam came b'tamze. It's a the dochel. Just like we said, a spig with a handle, even though there's no issa, but it's a uvda nechel, this is a uvda nechel. Fine. V'yesh oimrim, now this chash, we're afraid he's a tumult and he might come to be mechal of Shabbos. If that's what he gave, we only were matters, we saw this. That means it broke. The wine is gushing out. He's petrified. Vimyato, and it's, we will give him a green light to be matzah. He might go and fix it. I mean, this matzah is, when he's petrified, he might come to Chilo Shabbos of either fixing the barrel or carrying kelim. He has to do something quick, and then it's mamish. Avo, im nizdak. But what happens? It didn't break. It's not pushing out. There's a crack in the barrel, and it's dripping out. So then I could take 20 kalim. I'm not a bow. That means it's just dripping. So as long as he's not bowl, he's not fatumult, so Lamaise, he can, his head is still screwed on his head, so on his shoulders, so Lamaise, he'll I can take 20 kalim, but to catch all the drops, but he's not bowl to do it, so I don't have to be afraid of any chilul Shabbos. So he's permitted to lahatzel bekelim, literally to the tzarev, that will see in Sivbeis exactly what this means. V'yesh oimrim, now others say, the chozer le'mayri, elo lahatzel mechotzer lechotzer. That means the barrel was in one chotzer, he's taken into another chotzer. And we had a small chotzer, she'ini mekure. A chotzer she'ini mekure is similar to Rishus HaRabim, even though there's an air about it. So he might come already, he's taking buckets from one chotzer to another chotzer, he might make ready across Rishus HaRabim also. Aval bayis acher she'irim imoy. But another bias that he had made, he's not taking the enem's reshus. He made an eluv v'chatzeres with the other bias, and it's not similar to a reshus arabim. Matzilin b'cholinyan, k'mayshnis b'olel gabi dleike. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. So the Mishnah Berurim. Likloy to the tzarev, dinza shech lakam nasiv beis, kishnish per beroi shagag, v'nor katoch lo shminin, the yochel atzal bekeil, man afil le bekeil le maharbe, if it's tif-tif. Atzal mechotzal lechotzal, that's one halach. Halach number two, lahat, the holy is in davke mechotzal lechotzal, hain afil le lechotzal, acher she'erev imoi, is matzal tanada chotzer umishum the kivin she'enai mekoyer nam yiktas l'shus harabim. Since it's not covered, the chotzer, so he's taking it from one chotzer to another chotzer, so he has some sort of a similarity to Shusaram. The Gozru Shimnaka Bekalim Halbe, again, if we will be Mata Kalim Halbe, Miteshu Bohu Yishtach Shushabis, Viviem Derech Shusaram. But Aval Abayis Acher She'erev Imoy Matsilim Becholinyin. Atas mefakbek poseh, that by a bias it's also also the gabi dleike ein den ze muskim, to le rabbe miyashvay, and the rabbe says it's no comparison. Now, by a dleike, we also to be matzal to another bias, because there is a chash also of kibui. Here it could be the main chash only is a chash of haitzor. So in a bias, it's not doimel or shusarabim. Yeah, ach la inye la hoitze la chotzer shaloi shein et zricha la erev klal, take it out of his backyard, gam ataz metadid yesh la hoko la hatzo b'chol inyen, then it's mutal la hatzo b'chol inyen. What? Baruch Hashem.
What?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.